Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know, my name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I'm here for you as often as I can be. I know I've been slacking on putting shows out. Used to be three a week, and then it's time off, and, you know, remodeling stuff in my house, daughter's graduating, going to college. There's all kind of stuff. The concussion, no, it's all fun. But I'm here today to talk to you about all kind of stuff. But first, I want to remind you about my book and the merchandise that you can get on the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Everything you purchase goes directly back into putting this show and keeping this show on the air. You can also get the book called The Positive Perspective on Amazon or directly through the website. You can get a personalized copy as well, and I throw in some extra goodies when you do that because I really appreciate you guys asking for me to write something in the book for you. It's so cool. It makes me feel special. And if you want to talk to me or you got something to say, you can text me always at 304-506-3332. And I will be there to answer everything that you have, the questions. I'll give you my input. Right, Kaja? I think I said that right. And Shannon and Cindy. I can't forget John and Karen. John, you guys are funny. I love it. So don't forget about that. And if there's something you really want me to talk about, you can email it to me through the website. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story, and I'll talk about it on the air. And you can remain anonymous if you want to as well. That's fine with me. It's just the point is just getting this out there, getting the word out there to help other people find their happiness, you know? And that's kind of what this show is about. This show is really about how we control our happiness. But before I get to that, I haven't done shout-outs for so long, and you guys are probably like, hey, man, I wrote in, I texted you, you're not saying my name, what's up? So I got quite a few names I need to read here of people who have been in touch with me over the past few months. Shannon, I appreciate you texting me. Kaja, a new listener from Rayford, North Carolina. All right. And John and Karen, as always, I love hearing from you guys. Crystal on Pandora, thanks for listening to the show and taking the time to let me know. Also, Jody on Pandora. A lot of Pandora people. And Christopher on Pandora. Look at that. And let's see. There's somebody named Rissy who sent me an email and asked to submit something to the website. If you'd like to submit an article, let me know. You send it to me. Email me what you want. I'll take a look at it, and we can talk after I see what you'd like to submit, see if it will help everybody. All right, that's enough shout-outs, enough bullshit. Let's get to the show. I mean, what the heck am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about how your mindset determines your life experience. Your mindset determines your life experience. It's the lens which we perceive and interact with the world. It influences every aspect of our lives. And I've got a few things here that will help you understand how your mindset is really determining your life and how you can not control it, but create it. I like to use the word create because control is so a negative word, isn't it? The first thing is your perception of opportunity. That's having a growth mindset. And that's when you start to see the challenges that come up in life as opportunities instead of challenges. They start to look like opportunities for growth and opportunities to learn something new. And it helps you to overcome these obstacles. And with a mindset like that, like a growth mindset, you're more likely to grasp those opportunities, to take some risks and to achieve success in all aspects of your life, from your career to your personal development to everything. Once you start to perceive the perception of opportunities and you start looking at just challenges as opportunities, that will help you to grow. And that just shows how your mindset can change your life because you're seeing it as opportunities instead of setbacks, right? And number two, being resilient. Now, it's very difficult sometimes to be resilient in different situations because our emotions come into play, our ego comes into play, and it's hard to stay resilient when things happen. But when you can start to become resilient, it will help you to bounce back from setbacks, helps you get over failures with greater strength because you're looking at them as opportunities. And you start to get, your determination starts to go off the charts that nothing's going to stop you. Like, it reminds me of the old Rocky movie, right? Nothing's going to stop you. But with a resilient mindset, you're going to view everything, every setback, every obstacle, every temporary setback is not going to be a permanent barrier. It's just going to be an opportunity to learn and to overcome and to be a little bit more in control of your life. Number three, and this one I have problems with sometimes, emotional regulation. Now, I don't know how I came up with that, but emotional, to regulate your emotions, because our mindset and how we interpret things, it really determines our emotions. So when you have a positive mindset, it will help you to be more resilient, be more emotional resilient, help you manage your stress and anxiety and control those negative emotions more effectively and actually understand where they're coming from and how to deal with them. On the contrary, a negative mindset, that could lead you right down the path of being a pessimist, gives a way to self-doubt, distress in your mind, your emotions are running all over the place. So the negative mindset actually determines your life experience as well as a positive mindset. And next, let's talk about relationship, your mindset on relationship, on your relationships, your dynamics of your relationship. Your mindset totally impacts the quality of your relationship with everyone, your friends, your colleagues, your family, your spouse. And if you're in a stagnant mindset or a negative mindset, you're not going to be able to interact and grow and actually enjoy your relationships. You have to have a growth-oriented mindset that will give you more understanding. It'll make you empathetic, and it'll lead to healthier, more fulfilling relationships. And just as strong as that is on the positive side, if you got a huge ego and your fixed mindset is and your ego, it's based on your ego and competition and being defensive, it's going to strain every one of your relationships because your ego is going to get in the way and it's going to hinder, it's going to stop, it's going to stifle your personal growth. And that's because of your mindset. Next one I want to talk about is learning, growing, getting smarter. You know, when you have a growth mindset, it helps fuel the learning, and it gives you a love of learning and self-improvement. You want to be better. When you have a positive learning mindset and you want to soak up knowledge, you'll embrace the challenges and like the feedback from other people, and you take what you want and you discard the rest and take what's good, and you continuously try to expand your knowledge or get better at your skill. Whatever it is that you love, what you do, what you think, what your job is, you try to get better. You try to learn. You try to be the best that you can be. Isn't there a commercial of Be All You Can Be? What is that, the Army? Well, I don't know. These things just pop in my head, and I decided to start saying them on the show, so there you go. But just as the being positive and wanting to learn, if you're stuck in your ways and you think you know everything and you're... intellectual curiosity isn't there, it's going to stifle your personal development. It's going to choke out your growth and your absorption of knowledge. I don't know if that's the correct way to put it, but you get it, right? If you're not willing to learn, if your ego says, you know what, I know everything. I know everything about my job. Nobody could teach me everything. I could say I know everything about drums. Nobody could teach me anything. But I'm going to go back to something my father used to tell me all the time. And there's a few things, since he wasn't around a lot in my life, because he passed away so early when I was 10, that stuck in my mind. And this one sticks in my mind to this day. And he told me, he's always told me, you can always learn something from every person you meet. You can either learn what to do or what not to do. And it was so simple. It's like, okay, you can learn how to be a success or you can learn how to be a failure. You can learn how to be a nice person or you can learn how to be an asshole. You can always learn from other people. Every single person you meet, there's something that you can get that will help you to grow as a person, to be a better person. You just have to be open to it. Your mindset has to be a sponge to that. You got to actually pay attention to other people. Okay? All right. Next one is success. Oh, that's a big one, right? We all want to be successful. We all want to be rich. We all want to be, you know, celebrities. Not really, but not nowadays. But, you know, your mindset will influence how you think about your success and your capability and your ability to achieve the goal of your success. So when you have that growth mindset and you believe you're capable of learning, like we talked about earlier, and growing and overcoming obstacles, like I said in the beginning, when you actually believe all that, you start to achieve the success. Now, whether it be emotional success, financial success, whatever it is, to me, my success is sharing my words with you and having people email me back and text me back saying, wow, this such and such a podcast really opened my eyes and changed my life. You know, I hear so many stories of this, and it warms my heart, and I just had to throw that in there. But when you start thinking about success and you're open to believing that you can achieve your goals with that positive growth mindset, that will determine your life experiences. And in contrast, if you have if you doubt your abilities or you fear failure, you're afraid to take a risk, you're going to limit your potential for success. Because even when you do get success, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to feel you deserve it. And you're going to wait for the other shoe to drop. You're always going to look for the downside. So you're not going to have that positive growth mindset and you're going to have that negative life experience. And I'm telling you, it all comes back to how you think about your life. What you think about, you bring about. You put those thoughts out there. That energy goes out there and it comes back. We're a magnet. That's just the way it works. It is. Believe it. If you don't believe it, well, then it's probably why you're listening to this show, to try to figure it out. So hopefully we can help. Okay, what's the next one? About your health. All right. Your health and well-being. That's so important. Most of us tend to neglect our health because we think we're superheroes or something. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But no. Anyway, your health and well-being. Research has suggested that your mindset plays a crucial role in your health and your overall well-being. And you've seen and heard proof of that, of people who are terminally ill or something, or very sick, and they watch comedy or they read positive, happy stories or watch happy movies, and they heal miraculously. Now, I've got a little story about that that actually happened to me in my life. That's almost like an angel story, but it's about your well-being and your thought perception of it. When I was years and years ago, before I was married, I was with someone who had a little girl named Stevie. And at 3 years old, she got acute lymphocytic leukemia and was hospitalized. And lost all her hair, went to chemotherapy. And there was a point in time when me and her mom were by her bedside. She was in a tent. And the doctor said, you better stay the night because she may not make it through the night. Now, that's devastating to parents, even step-parents. It's devastating when you get that realization. So we stayed the night. The next morning, we are woken up by the sound of the tent being flustered around, moved around, and zipped open. And Stevie sits up and says, I'm fine. And we're like, what the hell? You were just on your deathbed 12 hours ago. She said, I'm fine. An angel came to me last night, touched my forehead, and said, you're going to be fine. And she had a little dot on her forehead. This is a true story, by the way. I'm not making this stuff up. True story. And the doctors came in and said, what's going on? And we told them what happened, and they were baffled, as most people would be. They ran every test in the book on her. Could not understand how in 12 hours she could go into full remission, and there was no signs of the leukemia, no signs of cancer, no signs of anything. And to this day, she's 100% healthy, never had a reoccurrence, has a happy family, and is doing great. And when I talk to her, she doesn't recall any of that. She was only 3, but it was so amazing and so life-changing for me and for her as well, that I started to believe. And she is a happy, positive person because she was given the gift of life, and we should all feel that way. We should all keep that positive mindset, that hope, the dream of euphoria, the dream of the joy that being alive is. So many people let that go. All right. Let me get back to a couple more things about how your mindset really does determine your life experience. Now, by the way, that's a totally true story, by the way. All right. Next one is creativity, innovation, being creative. When your mindset is, when your approach to creativity is strong, when you're open to experimentation, you're flexible to out-of-the-box thinking, and you start fostering creativity, and you start opening your mind to the possibilities of things that aren't in existence or thoughts that haven't been thought yet, you start growing. You start creating your life experience in a positive way with creativity, right? Think about it. When you start getting creative and you start opening your mind to what's possible, it's you'd be amazed. I've come up with solutions just sitting in the bedroom or laying down going to sleep, and all of a sudden, boom, I figure something out because I've rested my mind and I've opened my mind to creativity, and I've released my ego and whatever. It's ego. It's got to be ego. You release the ego and open up to the knowledge and energy that is out there. And that shit comes to you, man. I'm telling you, it comes to you if you open your mind. But you got to stop trying to do that. You just got to do it and say, okay, I'm not opening my mind to get all this knowledge or to get this solution. No, I'm just opening my mind to whatever energy and thoughts come into it. And that's important. You can't do it expecting an outcome. Not going to work. It's not going to work. Do it for the experience of relaxing your mind and opening your mind. All right. Well, that's a whole other show right there. I should talk about that. What's the last one I want to talk about is your overall satisfaction with your life, how your life is. Because your mindset plays a huge role in determining how happy you are with your life, how fulfilled you are with the life that you've created. And yes, you did create it. Nobody else did. Wasn't your parents, wasn't the law, wasn't a spouse. Everything in your life you've created. And when you accept that, you start to open up your mind and you get more control of your mindset. But if you blame other people still, you're still stuck in that side of your mind and you can't get out of that. So we're trying to get out of that there. Open your mind. Your positive mindset, how do you know if you got a positive mindset? Well, you're optimistic. You're resilient. You're open to joy. You have a growth oriented outlook. And that helps you to be more satisfied with life, regardless of what happens out in the world. You're happy to be alive. Now, with everything going on in the world, all the crap, all the chaos, all the insanity, all the things that you just smack yourself in the head and go, what? What? if you let that get to you, none of this is going to work because you're not going to have that positive mindset. You're going to be in, your thoughts are going to be influenced by the outside world. And that's part of the matrix. That's part of the game. That's part of what is happening. Is we've been programmed for hundreds of years to be influenced by what we see, by the outside world, not programmed to be perceptive to our inner energy, to our total connection to the universe. And the universe is bigger than anyone knows. You know, I saw something today that just blew my mind, that there's several billion planets in all the galaxies out there that can literally be in different stages of where the Earth is, that can inhabit life. The amount of galaxies and planets are in the billions. And then when you really think about that, you should stop worrying about whatever's going on outside. What's going on in the world? What's going on, what other people are saying about you? What this? You should be so concerned about your life because, you know, like I say it all the time. You chose to come here at this time. You chose this. And as soon as we chose that and we got here, all of our memories were erased or hidden. They're not erased. They're hidden. And it's all in there. All the knowledge of the universe is within each one of us. Now, you can believe that or not, but one brain cell can hold 700 terabytes of information. I don't know how I found that, but I think that's pretty accurate. So just think of how much information, or one cell on DNA holds that. That's what it is. Holds 700 terabytes of information. Just think of how much of everything is in our DNA, which is something we really don't understand as normal people. Maybe scientists are breaking it down and splitting it out and modifying it and screwing with nature. But we don't really understand that. I don't understand DNA. I know it looks like a helix and it spins around. Looks like a spiral ladder. I know that much. But when you think about all the knowledge of the universe, all the knowledge of the universe is contained in our DNA, which means it's within us, within each of us, which is why some people can tap into so-called genius, or some people can tap into things that are odd to the normal surface human being, that where you see things and people act certain ways and it blows your mind. Well, how do they do that? Well, we can all do extraordinary things when we open up our mind, when we have a positive mindset, when you are open to the possibilities of an infinite universe. When you're open to the possibilities that we are all connected by energy and it can't be created or destroyed. When you're open to the fact that you are the universe. You are everything. You have it all inside of you. We all do. And when you start tapping into it, it's amazing. It's euphoric. I mean, the little bit of stuff I figured out about myself is incredible. It's amazing how I can make myself happy, how I can and control, create environments and situations and emotions just by thought. It's really, really cool. That's the only way I can put it. Really cool. All right. Well, that's that time of the show when I run out of words. And so this one went a little long, but you know what? You deserve it, because I should be coming here 3 times a week, right? You guys are like, hey, where the hell are you? But I'm back. And if any of you have seen me on or followed me on any other social media platforms, you may have seen my masterpiece of a staircase that was a huge accomplishment and almost broke me down. But I accomplished it. And that just shows that if you want to do something, you put your mind to it, you don't have to know how to do it. You just have to start. You have to do it. You have to start. So if you want to change anything about yourself, your life, or you just have to start. You want to change your mindset? You know how to do it? You change your mindset. Because remember, you are the creator of your life. Your mind controls your body and creates your life. That should be on a shirt, shouldn't it? All right, that's all I got. Don't forget, hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332. Shannon, Kaja, John and Karen, Crystal, Jody, Rissy, I'm sure. Christopher, I appreciate you guys taking the time to let me know you listen to the show, and hopefully I answered some of your questions. I know there's a couple of emails that are in there that I'm going to go over this next week or so. I'm going to go back to reading a couple emails. Got to catch up and keep you guys in the loop, right? And who knows what we can figure out about ourselves. All right, don't forget about the website, bepositivepodcast.com, and grab the book and grab some merchandise. Grab yourself a shirt. Grab yourself a hat. Grab yourself a personalized book, a mug. What else do I got on there? Out of keychains. Coasters, coolie cups. Grab something on there. Help me keep this sucker going. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.